Clay County in Southwest Georgia is losing its only drugstore this week. The pharmacy closing is just the latest in a trend of healthcare shortages in rural Georgia. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll discuss how Clay County residents are reacting to the news. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, first, why don't we put this drugstore closing in context of what's been happening to rural healthcare access in the last several years?
Well, we know that several rural hospitals have closed here in the state of Georgia. We know that many of these counties have difficulties in terms of attracting primary care physicians. There are dozens of counties in our state that don't have OBGYNs, for example. And with Clay County's only pharmacy closing, now we'll have at least four counties in the state that will have no drugstore.
And the pharmacy is in Fort Gaines in Clay County, and it's part of an independent drugstore chain. Did the fact that it's not a big-name pharmacy factor into why it had to close?
Well, it may have been a factor because we know across rural America that many independently owned rural pharmacies have closed over the last decade. And part of the reason is, they say, because of lower reimbursements that they're getting from health insurers as well as companies like middlemen such as pharmacy benefit managers. And BuyRight in this case said it was one store that was not doing well financially, had been losing money for a while, and they just said that they couldn't make it work financially.
So now Clay County residents will have to find a new pharmacy. But traveling to find a new drugstore is more than an inconvenience, though, right? I mean, why are pharmacies so important?
Well, in many of these communities, you have an older population. They tend to be poorer, and many of them do not have transportation. So right now, Karen Kinsel, who's the only doctor in Clay County, says that the nearest drugstore to Fort Gaines would be a 30-minute or 40-minute drive away. And if you don't have transportation, that makes it very difficult. Now, Dr. Kinsel did say that some patients will be able to get drugs through mail order, and we know that many patients across the state and country do that. And she said there's possibilities of these distant pharmacies doing home deliveries in the county, in Clay County. But she also points out that if you need an antibiotic quickly or another medication quickly, that patient may be out of luck. They would have to arrange transportation to 30 or 40 minutes away may be difficult for them.
And you spoke with some of the residents in Clay County. In general, what has been their reaction to the BuyRight closing?
Well, they're heartsick about it. Not only is this a dependable place where they can go to get medications, but also counseling on over-the-counter drugs or on medical conditions. They get blood pressure checks and stuff like that. But they're heartbroken also in the fact that this subtracts another employer from a community that's really struggling economically.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpb.org.